With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland is proving to be a monumental challenge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says four cranes will help in the recovery effort.
One of the cranes is called the Chesapeake 1000, and it can lift about 1,000 tons. But the big part, and one of the challenges, is that the Key Bridge, which sits on top of the vessel right now, that weight is somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 tons. So our team needs to cut that truss into sections in a safe, in a responsible, and in an efficient way before it can lift those pieces out of the water.
The disaster happened when a cargo ship lost power and hit the bridge. Also at SRNnews.com, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will return to the table for ceasefire talks with Hamas in the coming days. As part of the deal, a number of Israeli hostages could soon be released. Well, terror group Hamas supporters are facing backlash after interrupting a Holocaust survivor at a Berkeley City Council meeting. During the Thursday meeting, Hamas supporters yelled at council members and those who voiced support for Israel. Four of the largest school boards in the Canadian province of Ontario have launched lawsuits against TikTok, Meta, and Snapchat, alleging the social media platforms are disrupting student learning.
The lawsuits claim platforms like Facebook and Instagram are designed for compulsive use and have rewired the way children think, behave, and learn. Among the school boards suing are the Toronto District School Board, the Peel District School Board, the Toronto Catholic District School Board, and the Ottawa Carleton District School Board. They're seeking damages for disruption to student learning and the education system.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in one Virginia locality will be celebrating on Sunday, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Easter, you might think? No. The Fairfax County Board of Supervisors has designated Sunday as Transgender Visibility Day. On a unanimous vote, the board has selected the holiest day on the Christian calendar to celebrate transgenderism. Fairfax County has already designated June as LGBT Pride Month and October as LGBT History Month. The county is predominantly Democrat and it borders Washington, D.C. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A stark example of China's persecution of Christians. A pastor has been released from prison after 7 years, but finds himself unable to access even the most basic services because his government identification has been permanently revoked. Pastor John Cao was arrested in 2017 when returning from a missionary trip in Myanmar. This is SRN News. Hundreds of surveillance cameras are being installed in Oakland, California.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says hundreds of high-tech surveillance cameras are being installed in the city of Oakland and surrounding freeways to battle crime. The 480 cameras can identify and track vehicles by license plate, type, color, and even decals and bumper stickers. The cameras will provide authorities with real-time alerts of suspect vehicles. But opponents say the technology infringes on privacy and will lead to further police abuse of already marginalized communities. But while crime has dropped in other big California cities, it has surged in Oakland, a city of roughly 400,000 across the bay from San Francisco. I'm Norman Hall.
Subaru of America is recalling over 118,000 vehicles due to airbag issues. A faulty sensor can prevent airbags from deploying during a crash. The recall includes 2020 through 2022 Subaru Outback and Legacy vehicles. More at SRNnews.com.